We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 55, the contents of Gita summarized. Prajahati.
Prajahati.
Yada.
Yada.
Kaman.
Kaman.
Sarvan.
Sarvan.
Partha.
Partha.
Manahatan.
Manahatan.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Eva.
Eva.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Pushkah.
Pushkah.
Pita Pratyah.
Pita
Pratyah. Sada. Uchyate.
Uchyate.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Prajahati Yada Kama.
Prajahati Yada Kama.
Sarvan Partha Manogatan.
Sarvan Partha Manogatan.
Atanke Vatmana Tushta.
Atanke Vatmana Tushta.
Shita Prajnasta Uchyate.
Shita Prajnasta Uchyate.
Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Prajahati Yada Kaman.
Prajahati Yada Kaman.
Sarvan Partha Manogatan.
Sarvan Partha Manogatan.
Atmanye Vatmana Tushtah.
Atmanye Vatmana Tushtah.
Shita Pratyastha Uchyate.
Shita Pratyastha Uchyate.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Prajahati Yada Kama.
Prajahati Yada Kama.
Sarvan Partha Manogatan.
Sarvan Partha Manogatan.
Atmanye Vatmana Tushta.
Atmanye Vatmana Tushta.
Shita Pratyastha Uchyate.
Shita Pratyastha Uchyate.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Prajahati Yada Kama.
Sarvan, All varieties.
All varieties.
Father.
Father.
O son of Pratha.
O son of Pratha.
Manaha Gatan.
Manaha Gatan.
Mental concoction.
Mental concoction.
Atmani.
Atmani.
In the pure state of the soul.
In the pure state of the soul.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Atmana.
Atmana.
By the purified mind.
By the purified mind.
Tushta.
Tushta.
Satisfied.
Satisfied.
Hita pratyaha.
Hita pratyaha.
Transiently situated.
Transiently situated.
Tada.
Tada.
That time,
at that time,
Uchate,
Uchate,
is safe.
Is safe.
Translation and purpose by his mind is basic of divine and of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Father, when a man gives up all varieties of desires for self-purification, which arises from mental compulsion, and when his mind thus purified, finds satisfaction in the Self alone, then he is said to be in the pure transcendental consciousness. The Bhagavatam affirms that if any person who is fully in consciousness or devotes for service to the Lord has all the good qualities of the great sages, whereas upon a person who is not so transcendentally situated, has no good qualification because he is sure to be taking refuge in his own mental compulsion. Consequently, it is rightly said herein that one has to give up all kinds of sense desires manifested by the mental compulsion. Artificially, such sense desires cannot be stopped. But if one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then automatically sense desires subside without extraneous effort. Therefore, one has to engage himself in Krishna consciousness without hesitation, for this devotional service will instantly help one onto the platform of transcendental consciousness. The highly developed soul always remains satisfied in himself by realizing himself as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. Such a transcendentally situated person has no sense desire resulting from craving materialism. Rather, he remains always happy in his natural position of eternally serving the Supreme Lord. Om Nagyanti Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumritanjena Tasmai Sri Guru Chaitanyamavittam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamadhyam Adati Svapadantitam Vandetam Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sajjatam Sahaganaratunatam Kantam Sajivam Sahvaitam Sahadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Tamsha Sri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Nayapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanta Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu प्रजहाति यदा कामान सर्वान पार्थम अनुभवतान आत्मनिरापना तुष्ट स्थित प्रत्युत समुच्चते. Just to give you a prelude of this particular chapter, the ऑफ द चैप्टर और हिंदी में बोलो So you have the translation? Kind translation? Okay, go ahead from there. This chapter gives you an overview of the teachings of Lord Shri Krishna to Arjuna. Everything is explained in the form of summary. The first 53 verses were dealing with the analytical study between the body and the soul. But Arjuna wanted to know something where Krishna is telling at the end of the 53rd verse, one can be free from the illusion of material nature by intelligence. The intelligence means to discriminate between permanent and temporary. So by understanding that the soul is permanent and the material body and the whole world is temporary, one can remain in favor of that permanent
and intelligence permanent.
ฉะนั้นทุกคนพูดถึงที่มีปัญญาเนี่ยที่จะสามารถเข้าใจว่าดวงวิญญาณของเขาเนี่ยเป็นอมตะและทุกสิ่งอย่างทั้งร่างกายจนทุกสิ่งอย่างในโลกเนี่ยไม่ถาวรฉะนั้นเขาต้องเข้าใจว่าสิ่งเหล่านี้เป็นอมตะเข้าใจว่าดวงวิญญาณเป็นอมตะ
How this Krishna conscious intelligence help one to become free from the entanglement of the material world is the teaching of Lord Shri Krishna.So, in 52nd and 53rd verses, Krishna is telling something, giving more importance to intelligence. That kind of intelligence, Krishna conscious intelligence only, not material information that is called intelligence.
ฉะนั้นในบทที่52ในสโลกที่52กับสโลกที่53คือท่านจะให้ปัญญาแต่ไม่ใช่ปัญญาที่เกี่ยวกับโลกเราจะเป็นปัญญาที่เข้าใจ
So if you refer to the previous verses, when your intelligence has passed out of dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. Number 52. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vyati tarishyati tathagatamsi nirvedam srotavyasya srutasya cha.Read the translation.
เมื่อสติปัญญาของเธอได้ผ่านออกมาจากป่าแห่งความหลงเธอจะไม่สนใจต่อสิ่งที่ได้ยินมาแล้วทั้งหมดและสิ่งที่จะได้ยิน
ทั้งหมด So even one can become intelligence by reading Vedas, but still that intelligence will not help unless it becomes Krishna conscious intelligence.
ฉะนั้นบางคนเนี่ยเขาอาจจะมีความรู้ที่เกี่ยวกับว่าความรู้เหล่านั้นจะไม่สามารถจะช่วยเขาในกิจกรรมจนกว่าเขาจะมีความรู้ในกิจกรรมที่สำเร็จรอบนั้น
So therefore in the 53rd verse it is said that when your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas and when it remains fixed in the trance of self-realization then you will have attained the divine consciousness
ฉันในสโลกที่53ฉันจะกล่าวว่าเมื่อจิตใจของเธอไม่ถูกรบกวนจาก
Divine consciousness does not come, or divine intelligence, it will not arise by too much eruditeship, by study of the Vedas. Krishna is not telling that part yet.The divine consciousness can be only arise by serving the divine. So, either the holy name, which is divine, or the pure devotee, who is also divine, by serving them, the divine consciousness comes.
ด้วยการส่วนมานด้วยการส่วนมานและอีกอย่างคือด้วยการรับใช้จากผู้บริสุทธิ์ซึ่งทั้งสองอันนี้เป็นที่ทั้งคู
่ So Arjun is inquisitive now. How could we identify a person who is with the divine consciousness?
Arjun ได้ถามกับคริสนาว่าแล้วเราจะรู้ได้ไงว่าบุคคลนั้นมีจิตสำนึก
By such consciousness, the symptoms were already described that you will become indifferent from the material ups and downs, material good and bad. Right? All right. So therefore, Krishna is answering him that when a man gives up all varieties of desires for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind thus purified finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness. Now, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that it is too difficult to kill the desires. It is impossible to kill the desires. So Arjun gets confused. And that will be clarified by Lord Krishna in the third chapter. Arjun knows that it is too difficult to control the sense gratifying desires. How is it possible ever for eradicating the desires altogether? Lord Shri Krishna is establishing the principle in this particular answer that when a man gives up all the desires, without any exception, all the desires of sense gratification, his mind will become purified. And when the mind is purified, he will become self-satisfied. So, a self-satisfied person will be understood to be a man of equipoised intelligence, or sthita pragya means having the transcendental consciousness. Now let's check on this. How is it possible to get rid of all the desires? Do you think Krishna is lying? He tells the truth. First of all, if we understand that mind is the seat of all the desires because it is accepting all the sense perception, all the five senses, it is being bombarded. If you try to shut up all the senses, mind has its own way, start thinking, concocting, and it will be restless. Make an experiment, shut up all your senses. Sit down in a calm, quiet place. Your mind will be restless. It will be restless. It will start thinking out of your own control. in the third chapter, when Krishna is answering the situation, till the sixth chapter he is still confused. So, in the sixth chapter, Krishna is telling the process of yoga to control the mind. And Arjuna becomes exasperated. He said, it is extremely difficult to control the mind. It is better to control the wind. You know, it is possible, but to control the mind is extremely difficult. So somehow or another, Krishna is teaching during this chapters number 3 onwards the process of Krishna consciousness by which one cultivates the Krishna conscious intelligence. So Krishna consciousness process is a process of carrying out Krishna's desire, and through such process one becomes automatically intelligent and always try to be ready to execute Lord Krishna's desires. So, this answer should not threaten anybody. Krishna is correct. Prajahati kaman, yada kaman, sarvan partha manogatan. Sarvan kaman prajahati. By giving up all the desires of sense gratification, don't become threatened. Krishna will teach you the trick how to become, you know, prajahati, kaman, sarvan. But the principle still remains the same. We have to give up all the desires of sense gratification. Then and then, the mind, if it becomes empty of all sense gratification desires, it will be calm, quiet. Simply by knowledge, you will not get your mind calm. Simply by meditation, your mind will not be calm. Because the process is not qualified in this age. What is going to be qualifying is, of course, it is a purificatory process through the help of chanting Hare Krishna. And carry out all the activities in Krishna consciousness. So, that will be easy for this age. And Krishna guarantees that he will be able to control his mind, he will get peace, he will get happiness, he will not be troubled anymore. The same result which was being able to get in Satya Yuga by knowledge or meditation is available. The same result is available through Krishna conscious activities. Sthita Pragya means steady intelligence in Krishna consciousness. So, if that result is available by the then previous ages through knowledge and meditation, the same result will be available through chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and carrying out all the Krishna conscious activities. There is no confusion. There is no confusion. One can easily mistake use of intelligence to control the mind. They think the process of knowledge by one becomes intelligent is the only way. And Krishna conscious activities of bhakti yoga is lesser way. Today the impersonalist, they say knowledge is better than bhakti. Bhakti is supposed to be done by those who are less intelligent. But Kali Yuga makes everybody less intelligent. And when a less intelligence is trying to glorify the intelligence, do you think they will be right? If a less intelligent person talks high of intelligence, do you think he is rightly situated? Therefore, the proposition that knowledge is better than bhakti is really less intelligent. One has to become Krishna consciously intelligent. That is called sthita pragya. His intelligence is steady on Lord Krishna's lotus feet. In whatever he does, in whatever he eats, whatever he performs the austerities for, giving charity or performing, you know, sacrifices, his intelligence is steady. So, Krishna is telling, it's important to give up all the sense gratificatory desires. Otherwise, a person is naturally dragged by the manorathas, means the chariot of mind. There is sarvan partha manogatan. Manogatan means concocted, mentally concocted. The chariot of the mind is dragged by five horses, the five senses. So if mind becomes independent to think on the objects of sense gratification, then nobody can control it. Mind becomes independent. And nobody can control the mind. Right? Therefore, the purpose of intelligence is required. Purpose of intelligence is required. This intelligence is never gained by going to the school. Even Apex University. It will never be gained from there. Krishna gives that intelligence. So that intelligence is called Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada gives that one who is rightly situated in Krishna consciousness, he is called pure devotee. And his character will be decorated with all good qualities of all the demigods. But one who is not rightly situated, his mind itself is wandering him around. So, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. Harava abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manorathena asati thavato bahi. One whose Krishna consciousness, intelligence, is so fixed that he really gave up all the sense gratificatory desires. He is virtually exhausted by material things. Even though he has so many material things at his disposal, he is not attached with that. Rather, he will be always anxious to utilize in service of Krishna. Therefore, he doesn't have separate desire other than Krishna's desire. and naturally he should be calm, quiet and satisfied. Karma kand, jnana kand, sarva vedera bhand. Karma kand and jnana kand, they are pots of Vedas. They are going to break. Kevara vishera band. They are the parts containing only sense gratificatory objects. In karma kand, you have some desire, and to fulfill some desire, you perform some religious activity. The similar situation is in jnana kand, the knowledge aspect, that through the knowledge you have some subtle desires to fulfill. Like profit, adoration and distinction. A person in knowledge, he wants to become rich. He wants to become outstanding philosopher. He is one and alone in Guinness Book of Records. These are all the results of their unsatiated desires. And next year somebody will break their records. So, the subtle desires are also make him totally restless. They are available in karma kand and jnana kand. And therefore they are restless. Ara eka krishna bhakta ata eva shant. On the other behalf, there is one devotee of Lord Sri Krishna who is nishkinchan, means he is totally unattached with the matter. He sees everything in indifference. Then he is satisfied, self-satisfied. Without Krishna consciousness, one can really become self-satisfied, will not be becoming self-satisfied without Krishna consciousness. So, Arjun got the answer. He wants to understand sthita pragyascha ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava sthita din kim prabhaseta kim asita vrajeta kim. How is that person in that steady Krishna consciousness? Sits. How does he walk? How does he talk? What does he talk? You will not hear him talk nonsense of sense gratification. neither he will promote. So by symptoms you can understand who is Krishna consciousness. Just like a doctor recognizes by symptoms a particular ailment, sickness in a patient, similarly, by understanding the symptoms of a sadhu, one understands who is a pure devotee. Krishna consciousness teaches us how to become indifferent from this temporary material world and its reactions. By accepting this methodology, one becomes Krishna conscious and one is able to remain steady even though in the front of calamities. So, by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord, automatically one gains all the good qualities of all the demigods. While on the other behalf, if one is not making his life perfect by Krishna consciousness, then what is the gain? Manorathena asati dhavato bahi. He is simply using his concoctions in the mind and let the mind wander him without aim. And at the end result, he achieves nothing. He lives a useless life without any gain. So, it's also said in Srimad Bhagavatam that by our work, if we are unable to attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, then it is nothing but simply hard labor, a useless labor. Means we become donkeys. A donkey also works very hard, but it is a useless labor for a little grass. The grass is everywhere, free of charge, but no, he is a donkey. He wants to work for a washerman. The whole day he labors hard. The washerman puts up a carrot in front of him on a stick. The donkey thinks, yes, he will walk and get the carrot. The whole day he walks, carries the burden. With a hopeless hope. At the end of the day, the washerman takes out the carrot, doesn't give him a carrot. He gives him little grass. But wants to mix up with his family members. The donkey wants to mix up with his family members. Goes to his mate and gets a kick. Even he fails to attract his mate. So all he has done is nothing but useless labor. So he is celebrated as the fool number one. Men like asses, camels, dogs, stool-eater hogs, they make a society, they praise each other. These four animals have been cited especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. Svavit varaha ustra karaihi saustuti narapashu yat karna peto nara jatu nama gajagraja. Men like camels, asses, the stool-eater hogs, and dogs. Swa means dog. Vidvara means stool-eater hog. Ustra means camel. And Khara means gada. The ass. They make a society to praise each other. They appreciate each other's habits. What is their specialty? A dog, when he eats like somebody is going to steal. So he swallows the whole thing, goes to a distance, vomits out, and then start eating and relishing. They are called scavengers. Scavengers have this habit. All that comes in the dog family, they do, like jackals, like wolves, they all have the same habit. They are celebrated. Right? The specialty for the vidvara, stool eaters. If you give them hot halwa and hot stool, which will they will prefer? The dog will, the hog will prefer stool. Such a special animal, you know. The third one is camel. How does a camel eat? All the camels like the thorny bushes. The thorn cuts camel's tongue. It oozes out blood and keeps on chewing the thorn, and they think they taste good. And we have already spoken with the glorious S. For little grass, he toils hard. But men like such mentality can simply appreciate such likewise. But on whose eardrums there are no sound vibrations of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They will be the most intelligent persons. So, men should not become of some such mentalities. They should develop Krishna conscious intelligence. So the basic principle to develop Krishna conscious intelligence is to give up all sense gratificatory desires. In other words, unless and until one becomes free from sense gratificatory desires, their mind will not become peaceful. They will not be satisfied. And that state of satisfied, purified mind is called Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is epitomized by Krishna's intelligence. A devotee receives this intelligence as a gift. Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti. Those who constantly endeavor in the activities prescribed for developing Krishna consciousness, satata yuktanam, and worshipping me with love and devotion, to them I give required intelligence by which they will come to me. Take up Krishna conscious activity seriously, you will never become dull idiots. A Krishna conscious intelligence can help in your study, can make your mind free right while you are targeting some of your desires. You will be gaining so much help. Where is the loss? Krishna is telling that a little application of Krishna consciousness will save you from the greatest danger of falling again into Maya. At least we will not be counted amongst the dogs, hogs, camels and asses. Otherwise, we are nothing but Narapashus. So, anyone has any question? I don't want to jump. Okay, anybody has any questions? Because the desires are stronger for other priorities, not Krishna conscious priorities. When we understand the value, evaluation, then we have to prioritize. Earlier the better, because only in young age we will be able to compete with inconveniences. even if it is coming against Krishna consciousness. Because in old age, rest assured, you cannot teach old dogs new tricks. Just like your Lakshmi Devi is here and you are trying to inculcate Krishna consciousness right from the birth, so she can be saved. And you can anticipate that she can save you. But rest assured, Krishna consciousness is so contagious that whoever it touches, it transforms sooner or later. So, we are not hopeless, neither you should become. Anybody else has question? Krishna doesn't say sooner or later. You are telling. When, he says, when a man gives up all the desires of sense gratification, then and then he will be peaceful. So, how can you keep mind without application? Where is the application? You must chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles. Surely you will become liberated because your mind will become free. This is the minimum requirement. Priorities come, and even if you accept theoretically that Krishna is telling right, you will appreciate and Krishna will give you opportunity to put in practice, but don't disappreciate and do not disagree with him at that point. Doesn't take much effort to become Krishna conscious. If you want, Prabhupada said you can become Krishna conscious in 1 second. So, if you accept theoretically, let a moment come that you will accept, you know, and put it into practice. a little of application will also give you the benefit of becoming liberated. Unless and until one becomes enough experienced. And the other we think that we may not be enough experienced. Let's experiment the way Maya dictates. Then we will see. But study Krishna consciousness side by side. Don't be only on one sided. But the thing is that you read Ishopanishad. Vidyam cha avidyam yastad vedo bhayam saha. Avidyam mrityum tirtva vidyayam amritam ashnate. You have to also practice side by side. You have to learn side by side, which is an experimental science. So you should apply it and experience side by side. Knowledge does not lead you to experience unless you apply that knowledge. So, that is what is required. Any other question? No, it's enough. Be patient. You can't bribe Krishna. Let the holy name work upon you. Simply give the holy name an opportunity so it can work on you. If you do not want to give the opportunity to the holy name, there is no good fortune. You must be willing to give the opportunity to the holy name to work upon you. Isn't it powerful to cleanse you thoroughly from top to bottom? So we have to be patient.
ที่เราไม่ต้องการเนี่ยการที่เราก็จะสนใจเข้ามาแต่จะทำไงดีพอมันเข้ามาเนี่ยมันอาจจะเลือกได้กลางเก่าหรืออะไรก็ตามที่มันเข้ามาเนี่ย
Krishna.